This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Close to it anyway, so I thought we would start with some of the president's tweets. This is the way that the president, POTUS, this is the way that he answers a lot of key questions that people are curious about. It's interesting how presidents communicate. The 45th president of the United States absolutely is all about Twitter versus, for example, GW, who wanted nothing to do with social media, wanted nothing to do with emails, because he didn't want people to go back, I'm certain, and say, well, you said this and you said that. So it was the opposite for GW. So President Trump says the Supreme Court's unanimous decision Thursday to overturn two Bridgegate convictions reveals grave misconduct by the Obama Justice Department. That was one of the things that that he tweeted out. He also, specifically looking at his Twitter, which of course, if you don't know it, it's at Real Donald Trump. He said, congratulations to former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, and all others involved in a complete and total exoneration. That's what he was talking about, the whole Bridgegate thing, with a 9-0 vote by the U.S. Supreme Court on what had happened there. I was back east when that happened, so that was a handful of years ago, and it was a very big scandal. It was a huge, huge story. And there were some heads that rolled in Governor Christie's at the time, because he was the governor of New Jersey, Governor Christie's office. And then there were a couple of other things that the Prez tweeted about too as well. And it included him saying, as you know, I designated this day to be a national day of prayer. As our nation heals, our spirit has never been stronger. So that's one of the first things that came out on Thursday. And boy, do we need strength. You look at the coronavirus numbers, and at the top of the show, I always give you the numbers of those that have passed in the United States, the ones that have recovered, and the confirmed cases. If you've just joined me for the first time, well, welcome aboard. My name's Kate Delaney, and that's how we roll here. So deaths right now, as of the latest numbers I have, as of 20 minutes ago, 76,513. Those that recovered, 174,000, and confirmed cases, 1.29 million. If we wanted to look at the world as a whole, so what's happened worldwide, confirmed cases, 3.85 million, 270,000 deaths, 1.28 million recovered. Anytime we get any big numbers for recovery, man, that is a good day. That is a very, very good day. Because we heard this week, New Jersey is such a hot spot that the governor decided, you know, we're going to do the stay-at-home thing until June 6th and then see what happens and go from there. And, of course, the big fear is the waves, the waves, the waves. I thought when we talked about waves, it was about catching them, in fact, on the Jersey Shore. Sadly, when I think of wave now, I think of COVID-19 and the fear of that. So loosening lockdowns in the United States and in Europe, health experts of all sorts are coming out with opinions and expressing dread over what they think is a second wave of infections that could force the clampdown once again. You know, you look at other places, I mentioned the world, the coronavirus pandemic, they say, could kill between 83,000 and 190,000 people in Africa. Russia, which, do you trust the numbers from Russia, but their coronavirus cases are at 177,000 now. And some of the numbers that we haven't talked about too much on the show, but I have mentioned that are ugly are in South America. And especially we've seen in Brazil, it's been terrible. It really has been very, very high. And I think of going to Brazil and the Brazilian, you know, culture and how tough it has to be for the people who, the way they celebrate, etc., meat, you know, how, what's going on with meat in Brazil and their struggles to be concerned about the way meat is processed, etc., after seeing some of what they've seen with the plants in the U.S. So in Brazil, it's hit very, very hard. 9,190 deaths in Brazil, 55,000 recovered, but they are really struggling and battling against this because they feel like there's a lot that we still have not seen in Brazil. Now, because the weather is getting warmer, and in, I think, so many people's minds, the idea that warm weather will translate into less cases and will be generally better for all of us. There's not a lot of, I've talked to a couple of epidemiologists about this, there's not a lot of direct data for the virus, so that's the problem. So for this temperature cutoff thing, it's not necessarily so. We're just basing this on materials of, you know, what would happen on the surfaces of in hot water in certain circumstances. So you'd have a drier environment. But, and so the theory is it would live shorter. There would be shorter periods. And then also it would be better for people and the spread wouldn't be as dramatic. But that's not completely backed up. And listen, I'm a glasses half full person, so pour me that half full glass. I would want nothing better than to see this thing go away. The ugly little nightmare that has taken too many lives and a war that is so deadly and tough to fight and having to fight it, I mean, honestly, blindly, crazy. Coming up in our next segment in this hour, we're going to speak with Barry Moline, and he's written a book called Connect. Also, you know, we're going to talk about the California Municipal Utilities Association. He heads that up. So what are they seeing in California? You know, I got a lot of people I know in California. We've had people on talking about different parts of the state, Southern California, Northern California, and what Newsom, the governor there, is doing and whether it's working or not and what it's been like for the people there. But it'll be interesting to talk to Barry about what I think is huge and what I speak about all the time when I'm out there speaking and on the show. You see it. It's about connection. And I think more than ever, as we maneuver through this, I hope the one thing we take out of it is some of the connections many people are making that they didn't have before. And even with social distancing in neighborhoods, neighbors you didn't really know who now you're saying hi to, now you're having little conversations, of course, doing the social distancing thing. But oh, what a difference it's made, because so many people are just in their communities and they're out walking or they're out brushing by people, like I said, with that social distancing and having some of those quick conversations. All right, Bear's coming up next, and hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder.
All right, so coming up on this hour of the show with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to go inside the man cave because the NFL releases its schedules. Yes, I heard you. Plenty of you were actually emailing me and asking me about, what about the Raiders? What about the Dallas Cowboys? What about the Eagles? I actually had somebody ask about the Eagles. They weren't just trying to kind of kiss up to me. So we'll go in the man cave next, but right now in our virtual green room, Barry Moline joins us, and Barry's got an interesting story. He's the executive director of the California Municipal Utilities Association. So think about that and what that would be like where you've got your staff working remotely and some of what you would deal with when you run an association like the CMUA. And like me, he's an author and a speaker, and he likes connection. He's written a book called Connect, How to Quickly Collaborate for Success in Business and Life. Barry, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Kate, on America Tonight. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about first the California Municipal Utilities Association. And you've been in this role for a while, so you have certainly seen some things. And I lived in California, and you talk about utilities, and you talk about people that want more information, et cetera. Your association has to be pretty powerful, I would say. And now it's interesting because of what we find ourselves in still as we continue through this pandemic. So I guess I'm kind of asking you two questions, but tell us about the California Municipal Utilities Association.
Well, our role is to work with the 70 electric and water utilities that are publicly owned, that are owned by cities and communities like Los Angeles and Sacramento, Pasadena, Burbank. They're all over the state, but they're owned by their local communities, and they supply water and energy to their communities. And that's their number one job, is maintaining the this infrastructure that's vital to everything that we're doing. We're communicating to the world today because we got electricity that's, you know, that's pumping all this out, and all those workers have to go to work every day through the pandemic and, you know, make sure that they physically distance and so on and so forth, and, you know, to work safely. So it's been an interesting challenge to get everybody working and tested where possible. It's not always been possible, but to make sure that everybody's safe and healthy so that our communities can function.
And now that you have people that are working from home and doing the whole teleworking thing, I know people have had some problems here and there. What's that been like?
You know, because I wrote this book about how to get along with people, our office does really well when we're in person with our 15 staff people communicating directly face to face. And then suddenly, almost overnight, you know, the governor ordered, okay, everybody's working from home. And fortunately, we all had laptops. We had laptops really just to work when traveling. We didn't really have them to be doing any teleworking on a continuous basis. But, you know, we were able to do that, and we didn't know how long it was going to last, so we just started doing it. And what we found pretty fast was that, hey, we need to talk more. We need to check in with each other more often because, you know, instead of going down the hall and stopping at somebody's office and saying, how you doing this morning, or what's going on, or, hey, you know, let's talk about those 49ers or what happened, you know, over the weekend, you know, with a sports team, we now had to try to connect with each other in a variety of ways on the phone. And what we did was we set up three times a week, we have a half-hour call with our entire staff, and we do it fast. We just say, what are the, you know, top two or three things you're working on, and make it really fast, and don't go into any details. And we run through it all, and I think people in our staff know more about what we're doing now because we're spending the time to do that. And then when we get done with that, we say, and then what's going on in everybody's life? You know, hey, what's happening? And people talk about what's happening with daycare, and one staff person is having some difficulties with some medical issues, and they're, you know, they're talking about those things. We're talking about those things together, and it's surprisingly keeping us close. So the ability to continue to communicate and connect has been a blessing, and I'm delighted that we're doing it. I wasn't expecting that we'd be able to do that, but just that simple act of getting together for a few minutes a few times a week has been able to keep us close.
Yeah, boy, isn't that interesting? I've heard that from other people, and that segs us right into your book, Connect, and what you focused on in the business of communicating and connecting with people. Tell us about that.
Well, I wrote the book. I started writing it about 5 years ago, and I was working in a place in a community where everybody was fighting. And I was talking with somebody over a beer one night, and I said, does anybody get along anywhere? And we said, I don't know, maybe. Let's Google it. So we started to look for places, businesses, any kind of group we could find that was doing a good job of getting along. And we were kind of surprised. We actually found examples of all these organizations that were doing a good job getting along. So me and a friend said, well, let's make an outline. Let's put a book together, and everybody thinks about, we always think, oh, I'll write that book someday. So we did it. We put it together. He said, you know what? I don't have it in me to write a book, but you ought to do it. So then I was like, okay, well, I'll start this process. And over the last, 5 years, it took 4 years to do it. I just started collecting these stories and learning about what the best practices of these businesses and organizations, what they were doing to keep their people working together, getting them together quickly, and then having fantastic outcomes. So as a result of putting together those case studies, I learned sort of the secrets of how to do it fast, how to get people collaborating quickly.
Yeah, and you told us one way to do it with your own staff. And in your book, you give great stories in the book. Tell us a couple of quick tips of connecting while we're in this social distancing kind of thing. And I know some people are out there now because restrictions are changing, but a lot of people are still staying at home.
Well, Kate, the number one thing that we have to do, and we have to take the initiative to do this, is to just share personal stories. Share what's going on in our lives and then ask what's going on in other people's lives. And just that simple telling of ourselves and asking of other people is a tremendous, or builds a tremendous connection. And it's kind of surprising. It's sort of like, when you see somebody at the end of the day and you say, how was your day? It's a little bit like that. And we don't often do that. But when we take that initiative to do that, to be curious and to just ask that question, you know, hey, what's going on? Or how's it going? Or what'd you do over the weekend? It seems like a small gesture. But when we do that and we take a few minutes to do it, to share some stories about what's happening to me, what's going on in your life, we build a connection. And then we start to like each other. We trust each other. And when we have to work on a project together, we immediately have that connection where we can, we understand our hearts, each other's hearts, and we can get to business faster.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect place to end this because I agree with you 100%. You can get Barry's book, Connect, How to Quickly Collaborate for Success in Business and Life, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, his website, BarryMoline.com. Barry, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, some good stuff there. So I agree with what we were talking about in connecting, the fact that people are being vulnerable and having sharing more. And you can see how well that worked for him with the people that work for Barry and at the California Municipal Utilities Association. And that carries over, I believe, can carry over anywhere into whatever it is that you do for a living, or even in circles of friends. You'd be surprised what you don't know, because remember, we were busy being productive and we just didn't have time. So it would be those quick hits, those little sound bites, I call them, of information, and there was so much missing really in between. Not missing is the NFL schedules. Oh yeah, they dropped. Will we see football this year? Do you care? Are you a football fan? Well, I'm going to invite you into my Woe Man cave. I'll meet you there around the bend.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former Senate staffer accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her 27 years ago is saying she's not getting the same fair treatment as he calls for women in other cases.
And his campaign is taking this position that they want all women to be able to speak safely. I have not experienced that.
In the interview on the Megyn Kelly show, Reed said she's faced hostility on social media and even death threats since coming forward with her allegation. Kelly asked Reed whether or not she thinks Joe Biden should step out of the race.
You and I were there, Joe Biden. Please step forward and be held accountable. You should not be running on character for the President of the United States.
When Biden was asked about her comments, he responded by saying once again, well, look, nothing ever happened with Reed. This is USA Radio News. Just 2 months ago, American workers were enjoying the fruits of the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. But this coming job report reflecting April's official unemployment rate is expected to show just how thoroughly the economic collapse caused by the coronavirus has eviscerated the United States labor market. Glassdoor economist Daniel Zhao bluntly predicts the single worst jobs report in history when the Labor Department releases their unemployment numbers for April. Forecasters expect the nation's jobless rate, which was at 4.4% in March, to skyrocket to an annualized unemployment rate of 15 to 20%. An order that closed all roads into and out of the city of Gallup, New Mexico, was extended by the state's governor through noon on Sunday, May 10. The governor's original order was issued on May 1. Under the order, which now states residents should wear face coverings while in any building, residents are told to stay home except for emergency outings. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Like, come on, that's what you want to know. I just slammed the door shut, and we're social distancing in our lazy boy chairs. It's all about positioning, by the way. When we all get back together again, that's what it's about, finding the best seat in the house. And when you hang out and you watch games, what is the best seat in the house? It's one where people are not talking to you the whole time. That's usually what happens to me. So I've covered how many Super Bowls? I don't know, 15 different Super Bowls. And when I wasn't covering Super Bowls and I'd go someplace, I hated it, because the Super Bowl party, first of all, you just, you know, strap on the feed bag, and in one way that's cool, but it's not so cool when you get on the scale the next day and you're not a guy. I'm not a guy, so I can't run around the block five times and oh, there's that 10 pounds. And I went to some interesting Super Bowl parties, but people just talked through the whole thing. So if it's a tight game like last year, the crazy game of Kansas City coming back and then winning the whole thing, and how exciting that was to like watch some of those drives, unless you were a San Francisco fan, you know, you missed so much in between because there was so much talking and distractions and whatever. But who knows what the NFL season will look like? Will it roll all the way through? Will the pandemic rear its ugly head again? Will we have one of those dreaded waves that will knock everything out, or maybe the playoffs out? For now, the NFL is doing what they probably should do. We all live under the question mark, so they have to move forward, right? And just watch and plan accordingly to see what's going to happen, because we don't know. And if we look at the games, 256 games. if you took all the teams, 256 games. So it dropped on Thursday, late on Thursday. And I was looking at some of the bigger games. Week one, I'm not saying the bigger games here, but I'm just going to give you like kind of the, I'm going to give you the week one look. It starts on the 10th of September, if everything goes well. Texans at the Chiefs. Then you go to Sunday, the 13th, and you'd have the Seahawks at the Falcons, the Browns at the Ravens, the Jets at the Bills, the Raiders, Las Vegas at the Panthers, the Bears at the Lions, the Colts at the Jags, the Packers, is this the last stand for Aaron Rodgers, at the Vikings, Dolphins at the Patriots with no Tom Brady, Eagles at the Redskins, Chargers at the Bengals with no Andy Dalton. For the first time, he's a backup to Dak Prescott for the Cowboys. Buccaneers. Oh, there's Tom Brady. Buccaneers at the Saints. So Brady versus Breeze. That could be a great game. That's a late game. Cardinals at the 49ers. Cowboys at the Rams. And then Monday night, because you know how they do that during the season, Steelers at the Giants in the beginning. Steelers at the Giants. Titans at the Broncos. But I don't know. Are we going to see that in September? I certainly hope so. I do. I hope so for our sanity, for our lives, for not losing any more lives. It's much bigger than football, I think. And they're making plans, they being the NFL, on how do we do this? How do we social distance? How do we be careful? What is all of this, you know, gonna look like? And then if I were to break down the schedule, you know, then you could look at a couple of what you would hope would be some really incredible games. And what are those games? Well, early in the season, you have Kansas City at the Ravens, and that's like the AFC Championship game last year. You know, that's what people thought they were going to see anyway. But of course, with the Ravens, they lost to the Tennessee Titans, and then that allowed the Chiefs to play at home in the title game, then move on to the Super Bowl. So it's sort of like you'd get the championship game we thought you were going to get last time around. This is a big one because I want to see Aaron Rodgers go against Tom Brady, in a sense, right? And that's a Week 6 game, so Packers at the Buccaneers. Another game I like, and this could be a classic game, and certainly we saw it at the Superdome, the San Francisco 49ers and the Saints. Remember the regular season? Oh, go back in your mind and how crazy that game was. 48-46, the 49ers winning at the Superdome. So now they meet again. Now let your imagination run wild. Kansas City at Tampa Bay, that's another good one, too, because you have Brady and Pat Mahomes after winning the Super Bowl, and this is a little bit deeper into the schedule. And Dallas Cowboys at the Ravens. So Lamar Jackson, when he came out in his draft, I thought he was going to be one of the best of the class, and he has been pretty amazing to watch. And then Dak Prescott, who's kind of the woulda, shoulda quarterback. He shows brilliance, and then sometimes the wheels just fall off. So this is big for the Cowboys, and this is a big year for the Dallas Cowboys with new coach, some new faces on the team. I don't know. Are we going to really, really see the NFL? You look across the board, and you look at Major League Baseball. And, of course, Major League Baseball, like industries that some of you are in, 33 million people, sadly, filing unemployment claims because so many people are out of work. Well, Major League Baseball has had to trim some payroll, and they're cutting payroll in 2021. And then it's a question of, will we see Major League Baseball? There are some wild ideas of how to make that happen, but we don't know, because again, it goes back to the whole question mark thing. Although I think we're going to see some sort of baseball, I just I just don't know what that's going to look like. There, the rumors of the regional idea, so there wouldn't be a lot of travel. You could get rid of the American National League just for this year and restart, you know, that way. And Major League Baseball is submitting to their restart plan by next week. So that's what they're talking about, that they're going to get it to the players' union, and because, of course, they have to sign off on it. And they're preparing for a potential July 1st opening day. You know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, getting close to 4th of July. Wouldn't that be good? But we don't know. If it's spring training sort of 2.0 and just have a couple of weeks of that in June and then go on to whatever a season is going to look like and try to squeeze at least some of it in. I think it would lift spirits without a doubt. And so if it's possible, but, you know, it's going to be shortened, obviously, because there's so much that has been missed. There was a rumor about A-Rod and J-Lo wanting to buy the Mets. And Jennifer Lopez, of course, is a New Yorker, and the rumor was pretty hot and heavy. But it looks like the power couple have kind of lost interest. Why would you want to buy the Mets now in the middle of the pandemic and all the problems, and who knows what that would look like? And of course, you know, do the Wilpons want to give up some of the entities that they have? And can they sell the team without giving up the sports network? Because that's what's valuable. And I would think that anybody who buys it would want a piece of that. But then I think of the Mets, which we called the Mutts when I was in New York. So there better be a plan to somehow open this up for them once we get back to whatever it looks like. And once baseball full on comes back, maybe in a year and a half, whatever it is. But I would be hard-pressed to want to, no matter how much money I have, to want to jump into that game now, and especially to pick up the New York Mets, unless you had the attachments, the voices, the money you could sell, the advertising, all of that. That's just too big, I think, to not have that. All right, now the next steps for the NBA. Adam Silver is going to have a call with the players on Friday, talk about a special meeting, and I'm sure some of that is going to be talking about the landscape, because the NBA season has been indefinitely suspended since March 11th because of the coronavirus. You and I would be talking about probably the MJ story, right? The amazing 10-part series, The Last Dance, and I have been sucked into it. If you were in my Woman cave, you would have to watch it with me, because the Hubs, a.k.a. Manchur, he's not into it. He's like, get to the business part of Michael Jordan. Although he said he was amazed by some of the skills he showed, because he didn't grow up a basketball fan, he didn't watch basketball. But to me, I had the chance, the opportunity to see the tail end of Jordan's career and actually talk to him a few times, and watching the incredible documentary ESPN's been airing has been a lot of fun for me, and it does make me think about basketball. And Adam Silver is certainly thinking about basketball as the commissioner, and the players too. The National Basketball Players Association executive Michelle Roberts will have a call for the players, and it's supposed to be an open forum so they can ask questions and do all the things they would, you know, do the things they would normally do if they got together and were talking about the season and how do we return back to basketball and what could we do. But, you know, think of the health and the safety of the players and the fans, and remember, you had NBA players who tested positive for COVID-19. I think they're really exploring any possibilities, including no fans being in the arenas or taking temperatures of everybody before they go into any kind of a facility. So it's fluid, as they say. Fluid. Jake, Bobby, and Dan, just some of the heroes who emailed me. So we're heading to the mailroom now. I'll meet you there.
The
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Boom, here we are in the mailbag. If you have something to say or something to share that's awesome or whatever it's about, it doesn't matter. If you've got a great recipe for how to bake bread, I have no idea. Everyone I know is talking about baking bread. Where do they find the time? I have no idea. But I'm not baking any bread. I make a mean meatball, that's all I can say. But, you know, you might have something about that. So send it to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, boom, and let it fly, just like Bobby did. So Bobby says, hey, Katie Kate, I was thinking about you today, and I know that you're keeping an eye on the Dallas Cowboys because somebody told me that you used to fly with them, so I'm sure that you know what their schedule looks like, and I wondered if you could tell us if you thought it was a favorable schedule or not, or some of the games. I can certainly do that. Well, I mentioned in the previous Man Cave segment that the Cowboys are playing the Rams. You've got on their opener on the 13th, should all go well. Then, you know, you look next, they got the Seahawks. And that's on the road. Then they host the Giants, always big NFC rivalry games. And you got the kid quarterback, for New York, because you don't have Eli anymore, certainly. Falcons and the Cowboys. That could be interesting. Brown, and that's in Dallas. This is also in Dallas. Browns and the Cowboys. Cardinals and the Cowboys. All of those. There's like four games in a row that are all at home. And then you look at, you turn a corner, and you've got the Cowboys and the Bengals. That one's in Cincinnati. The one I was looking at is Christmas time, a couple of days after Christmas. The Eagles and the Cowboys, that's in Dallas. They play again, they play before that in Philadelphia in November, in the very, very beginning of November. I like the NFC games, the you know, when they play the Giants or when they play, especially when they play the Eagles, because I think it's always interesting. And one game was a blowout last time and one game was closer, but who knows how this ends up. I mean, I don't even have any predictions about what I think the Cowboys will do because we haven't seen anything yet. We've got to see what happens first, a little bit of knocking around in training camp and stuff, but certainly it's going to be a new look Cowboys in many, many parts of their defense. And some players are gone, like Jason Witten, who came back. Now he's gone again. So, and then you got Andy Dalton as the backup guy. But will we have the season? I mean, therein lies the big question I already talked about. All right, how about this one from Jake? Jake says, Kate, nobody can seem to really answer this question for me. Half of my friends say you're crazy to go out when they look at how many people have tested positive for COVID-19. Others say, listen, if there's not that many deaths in the state overall, comparatively speaking, and the governor is easing restrictions, why wouldn't you take the chance and go out? What would you do? Yeah, I want everybody else to be the guinea pigs if they want to do that. For me, no. Because, first of all, I'm used to the studio. Yes, I miss things that I would normally do. You know, I can name like 10 different things. But because I'm not traveling and speaking and taking the show with me on the road, that eliminates one big area of my life. So restaurants or going to movies, and movies aren't even opened. Restaurants, you know, we get takeout. You can get takeout, delivery, whatever. That's not a complete necessity. And right now, I think the waiting, for me personally, I just think the waiting game is better. It makes more sense. I mean, I said this already. A lot of lives have been lost. I mean, no joke. And lots of people have recovered, thank goodness. But there's so much we don't know, right? There's so much we don't know that I think is still being uncovered and discovered. We're seeing what's happening with kids now. Yes, the number's low, but when you see that an 8-year-old has a heart attack and his brother, thank goodness, is giving him CPR, and now he's at a hospital and looks like he's going to recover. This was a New York story. And I realize New York is a hot spot and all of that, even though the numbers have come down there. You know, still, it's a personal decision. Are you, if you can, I mean, if it's lifted and you feel good about it, Jake, I would say do what you think is right. But just definitely keep washing your hands. And I wouldn't purposely try to be on top of anyone else, like at a restaurant or something. I'd try to do social distancing. In fact, most places will have that. If you go to grocery stores, you know that, and you go to other places, there's markers all over the place. You know, here's where you stand, wait. So that's happening already. And I think it's, again, it just depends on how safe you feel, period. All right, then this one from Dan, and Dan says, you know, Kate, it's so fascinating to watch what's happening in the country in one way, and of course in the worst way, the stories of death and the sadness of people giving the coronavirus, COVID-19, to family members is just horrific. But on the other side of it, people are having these conversations with families that they didn't have time for, even if it's through Zoom or Skype or some other way, and people are connecting with people that they haven't connected with in a long time. And I wonder if that will carry over once this whole thing goes away, even if it takes a year and a half or whatever it ultimately takes to completely come up with a vaccine and say that we feel comfortable again living somewhat the way we lived before. Yeah, I think there's definitely more connecting. I agree. But at the cost of human life, I don't think that's great at all. But if you want the silver lining, it is that. Because even if somebody's working from home, now there is still this, in some cases, there's extra time because they're not commuting. I think of people on trains. I think of people stuck in traffic in Los Angeles. People are listening to us in California. And I lived in California, and I know what that could be like. You could be in traffic for a long time. And, yeah, maybe you could have called somebody or checked in, but you were just calling what I call the usual suspects. So are you connecting with people that are the usual suspects, or are you connecting outside of that circle? For me, I'll just tell you myself, totally outside of the usual suspects. People, you know, like one of my friends from third grade, an old friend from third grade reached out. I mean, everybody's reaching out. So it's not that, and that it makes that circle wider and kind of interesting to have some of those conversations when you have time. So I agree. It's, you know, one of those weird things. All right, this one is from Donna, who's listening to us in the great state of Arizona on KVOI in Tucson. Now I'm dying to go to Arizona. Ooh, Jonesing to go to Phoenix and Tucson and Sedona. Some of my favorite places. So the question becomes, is it true that the president is going to be tested every day for COVID-19? Yeah, the Trump staff has to be tested daily. There was somebody, a valet, that came down positive with the coronavirus. So that's what's happening now. They have to do it every day. I mean, of course, they're going to be as safe as they can with the president and any of the people around him when somebody tests positive. Remember, the prime minister of England almost died from this thing. I mean, it was so serious. They thought he was really going to die, that he named his child after the doctors that he credits with saving his life. You know, put their names in his name for his brand new baby. There are people that have narrowly survived this, and anybody in that position, of course, is going to be tested, especially when someone near them has it. But, boy, hitting over 75,000 deaths, I mean, that is a number that I think just shakes you. Thank goodness we've had a lot of people that have recovered, over 171,000. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Mahalo, everybody.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.